So what a day at the ballpark yesterday. What a series in general against the Cardinals. They win 3 out of 4. Absolutely fantastic. And yesterday at the ballpark was a super, super cool day. So yesterday at the ballpark was Faith Day at the ballpark. So it's the day every year where they hold a big mass, and they hold it in the parking lot. So yesterday, 1,200 people showed up for a Catholic mass. And if you text the word watch right now, you can see pictures. If you text the word watch to 855-616-1620, you can see pictures of the mass.
Where's that,
so they
John?
Rent a huge mass. It's in the Euchre lot by where we held WTMJ Day.
Oh, okay.
Huge tent, and 1,200 Catholics come together, and they do mass underneath there, a full Catholic mass. And we're rotating through the pictures. So I went there with my friend Dick Leinekugel and our wives. There you can see a picture of us where they're hanging out on Brewer's Day.
That's Ballpark so cute. Faith Day. The guy with the silver hair?
Yep. That's
silver
Dick Leinekugel. That's Dick and his wife, Jean. It's the coolest thing. This is the third or fourth time that we've done this. And so you go and you have the big mass, and then they have a tailgate. And, you know, you're Catholic. So at the mass during the homily, it's so fun because every year the priest makes jokes about baseball. Mm-hmm. And he said, during his homily, the priest said, did you see the new Pope is a baseball fan? And he said, yeah, he's a White Sox fan. He's from Chicago. He said, it could be worse. He could be a Cubs fan. And the whole crowd kind of laughed. You usually don't get that in the middle of church.
That's good.
And so it was a super cool day. And then you do the mass. They have a big old tailgate. And then everybody goes inside. And our seats were inside the barrel yard. The Leinekugel barrel yard, which is really cool. It's near the bullpen. You look out on the field, and they saluted dads during the game, which is really cool.
Oh, that's not, did you guys stand or something, or what did they do?
No, they just like put different messages on the thank your dad, and we welcome dads. And you know how during baseball, during Mother's Day weekend, the players wear pink? They use pink bats. They have pink cleats. They have pink wristbands. So yesterday, I don't remember ever seeing this before, they all had baby blue. Like the color that Carolina wears. I'm trying to think. It's very similar to the light color I have in my shirt.
Oh, that's fun.
And so they had blue bats and they had blue cleats.
Oh, wow.
And they had blue sweatbands as a thank you to their dad.
So it was Straw Hat Day yesterday, too.
Yeah, there weren't very many. I think they gave out 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, and it was pretty hot. We didn't get in there in time to even get a straw hat. They were already gone by the time we got in.
Oh, my gosh.
They were gone in a hurry. Somebody told me, no, yesterday was actually the cooler day. It was the Leinekugel cooler day.
I'm so sorry. Hello?
And someone told me that was the most popular giveaway besides the cribbage board was this cooler.
Really?
Yeah. So people were lined up for the cooler.
Okay. The day before was Straw Hat Day.
Yes.
Sorry.
That was Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had good giveaways this weekend.
They did. They have really good giveaways this year.
Yeah. I think they do too.
Did you see the players that got hit by pitches?
Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins was hit in the fourth. And then Wilson Contreras and the Cardinals got hit by Jose Quintana. And then...
on Saturday, yeah.
Oh, really? Was that Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
Here, let's bring our guy Lane in. Ask Lane the question that you have. Lane Grindle is with us on the hotline. Hey, Lane, good afternoon.
How are we doing today?
Good. Hey. Hope you had a great Father's Day.
It was a wonderful Father's Day. Yeah, thank you.
So good. So when Wilson Contreras with the Cardinals was hit by a ball... He gets hit, and then he hands it to Jose Quintana. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was sarcastic, I think, would be the...
I didn't know if something was going to break down.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that is kind of interesting about that is those two formed the battery in Chicago for the Cubs probably many times over the course of their career, where Contreras was the catcher for Quintana when they were both with the Cubs. And so that... in itself
That's
is
right.
kind of unique, but look, that whole thing Saturday was started by Wilson Contreras, and everybody can interpret it the way they want, but I think it was received by many in the Brewers dugout, you would think, and I would tend to agree, as kind of a dirty play on Caleb Durbin. It was an unnecessary play, because it was a throw that wasn't going to take you back across the bag into the baseline.
Right.
It's a throw you go and you meet out in front of first base. So no experienced first baseman would ever come back into the baseline on that. And Wilson Contreras is not an experienced. So that's the only real excuse he could have. But even that was kind of a tough one to believe. So that's what started all of this. Whether or not there was when Rhys was hit is probably up for debate, but it didn't look good after those two had been jawing. And then, of course, when Wilson gets hit, I think that was his way of saying, I knew this was coming. Here's the baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. I don't know if he was fine with it, but, you know, like, I knew this was coming was probably what he was doing by handing the baseball to Quintana. Now, I will tell you this. I thought the umps handled it perfectly because they came out at that moment and they issued warnings. And really, at that point, everybody, it's time to move on. And if they didn't do that, if they would have overreacted and tossed Quintana or tossed Murph along with him, because they have the ability to do that in that moment, I think that just would have ignited more. So
yeah,
I
agree.
They came out, they gave the warnings, and other than the comments in the clubhouse from Wilson Contreras after the game, really everything was pretty calmed down then, and yesterday was a pretty normal game. So I give the umpires a lot of credit. That's a delicate situation, and you want to handle it the right way, and I thought they did handle it the right way.
Hey, Lane, it was fun. My friend Dick Leinenkugel and I came up and saw you guys in the booth on Saturday, and I was touched by all the tributes to Euchre that are up there, and I still feel like he's there when I'm with you.
Yeah.
I promise you, we're not
going to
spend
photo.
All season talking about Bob Euchre not being there, but I just really felt it yesterday, maybe because it was Father's Day, too.
I felt it yesterday driving to the ballpark. You know, there's these little moments throughout the year that you took for granted with Euchre, and you didn't realize even when this season started that they were going to hit you on those days, and Father's Day was one of those for me. I mean, he was the father of our booth, if you will, and he was always so good about checking in with me on my kids and throwing a slap on my back and saying, good job, Dad, and stuff like that. And days like yesterday were always days where he'd look at me and say, you know, it's pretty cool you get to raise four kids, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as you should be, and just all that kind of stuff that he was always so good at hitting the right note with, as your friend and not just as your broadcast partner. And yeah, our booth is special. I'm really pleased with some of the tributes we've put in the booth this year. And you're right, John, it feels like he's in there with us. And there are many moments throughout each broadcast at home where I will just kind of push back from the desk and just look around at the pictures and the paintings and kind of have a conversation in my head with my friend, because he's always on our mind.
Lane, it was so fun to see you and Jeff in the booth yesterday, and thank you for all that you do and for always joining us. We appreciate it. By the way, you can see pictures that we took in the booth. If you text the word watch to 855-616-1620, you'll see some pictures of Lane on at the game yesterday, and we'll keep those up through the commercial break. Lane, thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.